Shackley, Shackley, are you okay there, Shackley?
Hissed the snake. Shackley was standing on top of the roof of the shack, fixing the TV aerial.
I'm fine, Snake,
replied Shackley.
If I can get this thing fixed by 9 o'clock, we can watch that horror film. It's one of my favourites, Frankenstein. What are we having for tea? Oh, I'm cooking sausages,
said the snake.
Well, actually, they're not just sausages. They're frankfurters, German-style sausages.
The snake looks up at some huge dark clouds that are moving steadily closer to their shack.
You'd better hurry, Shackley. It looks like there's a storm brewing.
The snake had just put the frankfurters in a pan on top of the cooker when suddenly a lightning bolt flashed from the sky and hit the newly fixed TV aerial. It followed the cable down into the kitchen and shot down through the extractor fan above the cooker, straight onto the string of frankfurters. There was a blinding explosion, forcing Shackley and the snake to dive under the kitchen table, and the room filled with thick, sausagey-coloured smoke. When the smoke cleared, Shackley and the snake peered out from under the table. Suddenly, from inside the pan on the stove, something began to move. The thing got up and looked at them. It gave out a monstrous yawn and jumped down onto the floor.
Me, Frankenfurter!
It croaked. Before Shackley and the snake had time to even say hello, Frankenfurter started to spell out how things were going to be from now on.
This is how things are going to be from now on. You and you are my servants. You will call me Master. Now, get me beans. I love beans. Get me beans!